Yo, what's good? What's up? What it do? Welcome everyone back yet to another episode of Just Jobbin'. And it has been quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. Quite some time. Oh my. What did I say on the 100th episode? I need like a 6-week break or some shit. And it's been a fucking year. I went 6 weeks and I'm like, you know what? Nah. But like, do we need to get into that? And maybe to a degree, just to let y'all know what's been going on and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you know, boy was burnt out, all that shit. I didn't feel like fucking looking at a microphone. I didn't feel like doing no media, nothing. I just needed a fucking day off. A day. Let's try that again. I needed some time off, but I took a fucking year off. Don't know how that happened, but hey, fuck it. But we are back now. However, the thing is that I did not want to come back doing the same thing that I did on the previous iteration. As a matter of fact, actually, a few months ago, I started to record an episode and produce it. However, I just wasn't feeling it, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to just do the whole rambling thing again. Just come back doing the same exact shit that I was doing. Like, no, if I took a fucking year off, you know, there has to be some kind of revamping done. It's not necessary, but I felt like I had to. So I'm like, how do I come back to the show after so long? What do I do? And I got the idea because one thing I love is talking to my friends about stuff and life and philosophies and their life philosophies and how they look at stuff and how it juxtaposes to my belief systems and all that jazz, et cetera, et cetera. I love doing that. This is why I loved having guests on the podcast, because whether or not we had an actual topic to talk about, it was just good getting that conversation out and getting it recorded. I really, really do enjoy talking to my friends and getting their perspective on things. So what I decided to try was to get them to give me a topic, but not necessarily like, oh, the topic of the day is, I don't know, jealousy or some shit like that, blah, blah, blah. No, what I wanted to do and try out was I wanted them to give me some kind of thought that they had on anything. It could be some way that they like to live life, a way that they look at something, maybe something slightly controversial that they believe. I just wanted to get them to give me something that they like or not like thinking about, that they think about or have thought about, and then my perspective on it. I will talk about it in this episode, and then if I can actually get them on another episode and we can discuss what I said on the previous episode, then that's like a 2-for-1 kind of thing, blah, blah, blah. They get more involved in the conversation, this and that, such and so forth. So that's the idea I had. I'm going to fucking go with it. You got to start somewhere, because I just felt like I was taking too much time off. It's like, yo, bro, it's been over a year, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, we need to, you know what I'm saying? We need to get fucking moving. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We are an entertainer. We are an entertainer, Tarek. We entertain, we create, we are an artist. This is what we do. This is what we do. So yeah, sure, take your time off, but you know you're going to want to come back to it eventually. And this is how I'm coming back to it. All right, cool. Now, before we begin with the actual show, I know this is a long preamble, but another thing about this concept is that because I want more people to be able to feel like they can talk to me about stuff and that they can give me ideas that they have in their head. Number one, I don't want you to overthink this shit, ladies and gentlemen. I don't overthink it, okay? I know we are in the age of constant content creation and the need to sound profound or wise or something like that, but like, don't overthink this shit. Bro, it could even be something simple like, I don't like children. Cool. We had episodes about that. You know what I mean? Just something off the top of my fucking head. But it could be something simple. I want people to look at this in a more simplistic way just so that we can actually start the conversation. That's all I'm trying to do is to start the conversation. All right? So with that being said, the people who have given me things, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And others, after you hear this episode, please feel free. Send me your thoughts. Send me things, to talk about. Will I get to all of them? No. Will I want to talk about all of them? Absolutely not. There will be things that I will not talk about. I'm letting you know that right now. However, for the most part, as long as it's not some crazy shit, as long as it's not some off the wall crazy, like, yo, son, nah, I don't fuck with that type shit, then we good. And I think that we all understand what that means. I'm going to presume that we understand what that means. And if I have to have another conversation about what that actually means, then we'll get to that bridge if and when we cross it. Now, with that being said, let's get right into the nitty motherfucking gritty. I bet, Tyrek. See, I may have not been doing this for a while, but I remember how I start this shit. You already know we can't fucking start without a nice, cold, busier. What we got today, motherfucker? Coriolis effect. Now, this is an old school one. This is for like the motherfuckers who really have been paying attention and shit. Because I've had this on an episode, I believe. I've had this on an episode previously a long time ago. It is a New Zealand style IPA. Fucking hazy, citrusy, delicious. It tastes like beer juice to me. Beer juice, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look at that color, baby. And it is by New Image Brewing, by the way, which is a fantastic name to start the new episodes of Just Jivin'. The reiterated, revamped version, baby. New Image, baby. Oh, and shout out to my boy, Stephen Clapp, for the fucking new cover art for the show, baby. I was needing to get some new shit out there. I just didn't know what to do. This motherfucker just came up to me. He's like, yo, son, I want to do some shit for you. I said, bet, that shit was fire. So that's going to be the new fucking cover art. Shout out Stephen Clapp. If anybody ever needs any graphic design, hit up Stephen Clapp, boy. He needs to give me his fucking social medias. I've been telling him his shit, and he doesn't have anything on social media. But you know what? You know what's crazy? Great segue, Tyrek. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that is actually what we're going to talk about today. Today's thoughts come via my boy, Gregory Compton. Sir Gregory Compton. He has been a friend of mine since, oh my God, I've known this motherfucker since he was a freshman. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. That's a long time ago. Wow, I've known this motherfucker since he was a goddamn freshman. Shit. And he's in the military. What? I don't know what branch he's in.
He's in the Navy, nigga.
I have no idea what branch he's in, actually, now that I think about it. But I guess that doesn't really matter. He sent me some thoughts, right? All right, cool bet. He said, talk about how social media has brainwashed and taken over the minds of everyone. Now, for me, I like to get a little bit more specific. So I asked him a question. Now, do not let that deter you, ladies and gentlemen, from sending in your thoughts. Because if I do fuck with what you're saying, I'm going to ask you a question or two. I don't want anybody to feel intimidated by that. I just ask questions because I just want to get a little more information, a little more meat from that bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, see exactly, like, why you think what you think and all that shit. Because let's be honest, I don't research shit. At least not right now. If I do in the future, sure. But for right now, I don't research shit. All of this shit is purely anecdotal and highly opinionated and biased based off of my life and my experiences. That is it. I'm extremely biased because I can only know my own perspective. And I don't really do a lot of research to find other perspectives and shit other than the other anecdotal experiences of other people and some slight news reading and shit like that, Google searches, whatever. Very light, very basic. So I'm not smart, ladies and gentlemen, so don't think that what I'm saying is going to be law. This is all opinions. But again, those of you who have been with the Just Jivin' crew all this time already know that. These are for the new cats, baby. These are for the newcomers, the new audiences that I know, that I have a feeling is going to fuck with my shit. So with that being said, what else did I ask him? So let's see. So I asked him, what do you think about that? Like, do you believe there are no benefits to social media? And he responded by saying, I think social media in its conception was a great idea, but due to greed and wealth has become corrupt and a manipulative form of mental imprisonment. It's like a drug addiction. You know what? Let's fucking talk about it. Hold on, let me take a goddamn sip. I'm over here just ranting, don't drink my beer. Well, I agree. And the thing about that is that I don't know how to escape from this prison. Ironic, because my podcast sincerely depends on people getting to know and be aware of my shit. What's the best way to do that besides social media? Like, I kind of need it if I want to have my stuff get more views and more attention. Now, the question is, how important is that, at least for me, for right now? Because you already know we're not making a lot of money off of this shit, Tarek. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Is that why you do this? I ask myself this all the time, but that's not even the point. The point is, do I think that we need social media in its capacity? No. If anything, I feel like I wish at least social media could be utilized in a more responsible way. Because there is indeed a problem with looking at shit that an algorithm determines you would fuck with. There is something not that great about that. Because no matter how smart we make AI, there is still so many things and contingencies in the brain that will get one person to feel some type of way or think a type of way, something like that, that I don't believe an algorithm at this point in time can really grasp. You know, it's kind of hard to get away from it, though, because of how pervasive it's been and how it's seeped its way into our lives for all of these fucking years, yo. And I'm definitely a part of the problem because I go on Facebook and just fucking scroll through shit and look at the stuff that the algorithm feeds me because reasons. Because fucking reasons, bro. Honestly, like he said, it's an addiction. That has to be it. Because I'm literally not even doing anything but just scrolling. Maybe reading some comments, blah, 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 this and that. And that's another fucking thing, especially for Facebook, the whole reading of comments thing. Like, yo, we have got to stop worrying about the comments. Unless it's something that is pertinent to how you might be better and it's like some legitimate constructive criticism, then cool. But that's the thing about the internet. It emboldens people to be more of a fucking asshole. Because one thing I will say is that no matter how much people believe that they will say the same shit in person that they would on the internet, I do not believe that at all. I'm not trying to say that you would censor yourself or anything like that. But the way you're going to say something over the internet is not going to be the same way that you say it in person. That's just facts. Why? Because we're typing it out and we're thinking about it while we're typing it. And we have the ability to fucking proofread and go back and redo the shit. Do a lot of people do it? I don't think so. But we have that ability. In person, you think the thoughts, you say the words, the other person hears it, and that's it. That's it. It's up to them. They're not reading anything. There's no, and also the face-to-face component. Those of you who listen to my show know that I like to say that in-person communication is what's important. And I don't believe that social media is helping that in any regard. In any regard. It really is a drug addiction. And he also said that the conception was a great idea, but greed and wealth has made it corrupt and more manipulative. And I can agree with that too. Because, I mean, when you think about it, to have a website where you can connect with other people and, you know, see people you haven't spoken to in years, relatives, la, 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 this and that, like, that idea is awesome. But then you take into account all of the other shit. Like, I definitely remember a day when Facebook was just like memes and people commenting on shit. You'd post on motherfuckers' walls. You'd poke each other. You play some fucking Farmville. We chilling. And then I don't even fucking know when it started to happen. Just it, what it affected our politics, our way we look at life, la la la. I have never seen on the internet somebody be like, you know what, you're right. And if it has happened, it hasn't happened a lot. It hasn't happened a lot. I'm definitely a part of some groups where, and the thing is that I am, what is the word, complicit? Oh, wait, hold up. Let me make sure. We already know what time it is, son. Every time I don't know a word, what do? We look that motherfucker up. Technical definition, baby. Let's see. Complicit. Involved with others in an illegal activity or wrongdoing. Yes, yes, I am complicit. I am complicit in the algorithm thinking and believing that what it's doing is the right thing to do, because the algorithm's only goal is to get us to stay on that app as long as possible. It doesn't really care about morals or being scrupulous or any kind of nuance or anything. It's just trying to fucking get us to stick on that app for as long as possible, and is really fucking good at what it does. And I'm a part of these groups that I be seeing some topics and whatnot, some posts and shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck you mean? And then I fucking read the comments, blah blah blah, this and that. Sometimes I get involved in the shit and I'm just like, oh god damn it, I did it again. I don't know, man. I agree with my boy. It's not doing the good anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's not doing as much good as it could be, or at least as it was, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. It just seems like it's a fucking pissing contest between people's opinions. And again, the fact that we're not in person, because, you know, the internet has social media has found a way to bring all the people that can believe a certain thing and think a certain type of way together and find other people that are like-minded, which was harder to do back in the day. Is that a good thing? Not necessarily. I don't believe so. I don't think it's I don't really think it's that good of a thing when the stupidry? You mean stupidity? When the stupidity amasses more so than the, I don't even want to say intellect, but just the critical thinking, you know, it's a lot easier and more comfortable to be stupid. And when I say stupid, I don't mean necessarily not knowing things, but the lack of the desire to want to know things, even when presented with new information. Because to be ignorant is like, oh, I didn't know that even existed. I was so unaware of that. Wow, that's crazy. That's ignorant. To be stupid is like, oh, that thing exists? Yeah, well, I still believe such and such, this and that, so forth. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I think is the most sad and, I guess, egregious part of the whole social media thing is how much money can be made from the addiction that it causes, and how much money can be made from the attention that it grabs. And it's a little disheartening, but I refuse to believe that there is nothing we can do. It's just that we don't want to do something. We don't want to, because it will disrupt our lives, our comfort, our regular everyday, and who wants to fucking rock the boat? You know what I'm saying? I don't think motherfuckers want to do shit, but that's not going to stop me from believing that one day we will, even if it happens a little later than we wanted to. The fact is that we got to do something. And ironically, I say this as I am about to finish recording this episode and probably put this on social media to my friends and family so that they can see what I'm doing. Ironic, huh? You know, like I said, I am part of the problem. But until I find a better way to get my podcast, you know what? Maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe I need to just do some kind of word of mouth thing and not rely on social media. Is that what I need to do? Is that what you're saying, Tarik? Just have the podcast and not use social media? Is that what you're saying? Well, you know what? I'll be honest. I don't know. That's a very good question. Why do I do what I do? Do I do it to make money or do I do it because I really enjoy it? I really like it. I really enjoy it. I mean, honestly, I'm not making money off of this. But in the back of my head, I'm like, one day I probably will, won't I? And it's like, eh, maybe you will, motherfucker, but maybe you won't. I mean, think about it, y'all. Like, for every success story, how many thousands of failure stories are there that we don't even know about? But regardless, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. As long as it doesn't supersede the desire to create the content, Tarik. You're right. I don't want to be no goddamn starving artist. You know, fuck it. I'm going to be honest, son. Yeah, I want to make goddamn money over this shit, goddamn it. But I don't want to make money over something that I'm not entirely passionate about. And I am very passionate about podcasting and just talking and broadcasting and getting my voice out there and having people listen to it and all of that jazz. And whatever response it elicits, then that's the response I get. But I do enjoy that. However, I also like money and things and stuff. I can't buy beer without money. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to, like, fucking drink Coors Lights every day? And no, I don't drink beer to get drunk. I drink it for the flavor. Can't do that without money. Can't snowboard without money. Can't even do what I like to do, which is fucking broadcasting without money. So, yeah, you're right. I got to be honest. I got to learn to be more honest with myself. It's like, yes, I want motherfucking money. Cool. I'm not just doing it because I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about a lot of shit that I'm not trying to make money off of. But this is one thing. It's like, you know what? Let's see if I can make some bread from this. Fuck it. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Ending thoughts, Sir Tarik. I say this again and again, and I will continue to say this. We need to utilize social media as a tool, and there needs to be some kind of limits or something imposed on it. Even like for business purposes and shit, just outside of the business, outside of business hours, we shouldn't be on social media as much as we are. I bet you have looked at your phone at least 5 to 6 times throughout this episode. Let's average 5. I'm going to say 3 to 5 times. I bet you looked at your phone. I bet you did. And that's why we need to stop. And do something about it. We need to stop and do something about it. So, let's figure out a solution, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? That's if we want to. I know one thing for me. I don't really want to do shit like that alone. But if more motherfuckers want to figure some shit out and work together, then absolutely I'll be a part of that. Absolutely. However, that's up to y'all. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, thank you all for listening. I appreciate your time, your presence, and your existence. Remember to share that beautiful personality in person. Make sure you tell your family and friends and all loved ones that you love them, and express that beautiful self outside of the social media and the internet. Stay striving, keep it jiving, and we'll catch y'all beautiful motherfuckers here next week. Or next time, whenever I decide to make a next episode, we will catch y'all then. And until that time, deuces.